Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's an absolute pleasure to be with all of you today in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Getting closer and closer to the opener. Getting closer and closer to high school football for the second week of the season. We'll have our announcers, by the way, on the show coming up tomorrow to preview the high school games. That has developed into a fun segment for us each and every week. It showcases some outstanding broadcast talent that know more about their schools and teams than anybody else. And it gives us some great insight done in a very quick wraparound format. So we're looking forward to having them on tomorrow. Otto Bolton coming up today. We're going to have, let's see, tomorrow, besides our announcers, we're going to have the voice of Kent State football on with us tomorrow. How about that? So we got plenty going on. And we welcome in Sean Carey. Sean?
How are you, sir? Happy Wednesday. Counting down to another weekend of football.
Yeah, another weekend of football. And it'll be good for me to get into the first weekend of football. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to. Let's get to the first weekend of football.
Had the pleasure today in person to meet Dick from Milton, one of our favorite phone callers here on the show.
Isn't he a nice guy?
Awesome.
My goodness.
Awesome.
I mean, I had a long talk with Dick before the Penn State Bucknell game the day after Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. And just a great guy to talk to. Like him very much. Very passionate about sports. Really knowledgeable about sports. Why I always enjoy our conversations with him.
Saw him today at the Bucknell football luncheon. So I had a chance to talk to Joe Susan. Appreciated his appearance yesterday. Of course, be with us now every week for the rest of the season. Just in years, as in years past.
Was the suit there?
He was. Yeah, me and Birdsong and Kevin Herr on the same table. Closest to the door. Not that that means anything.
Usually it's closest to the buffet.
It was the complete furthest from the buffet. That's actually good for me.
Anyway. Really?
It was, yeah.
And how is the suit?
Suit's doing great. Told me to tell you hi.
Oh, tell him I said you. Okay, so. Well, it's... He and his son are out there and enjoying the high school football life. And they're going to go out there and get a game coming up tomorrow night. So second week of the high school football season coming up. What a shame about Teddy Bridgewater, huh? Wow. Non-contact, you're just dropping back and just...
I'll admit, I was kind of perusing social media last night, hoping not to see video. I was hoping that I assume the team would be shooting video during that practice, and boy, you got to lock that up, lock, stock, and barrel. I figured it'd be the last thing they'd want that to get that out for people to see.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
I have not. I have no desire to see it.
I have no desire to see it either. I was just glad it wasn't on social media. It didn't get leaked out.
For example, I know they've done NFL Network does the series A Football Life. And they've done it on Lawrence Taylor, for example. And, I mean, same thing. They show the hit on Joe Theismann. I have no desire. I was watching the game live that night. Anyway, I have no desire to see it again. You know, the Bridgewater thing, it just sounded horrific. You feel awful. Young guy like that. It's interesting. Like, they're writing stories about the fantasy impact and so forth. You know, it's a little bit more than that. It's him personally. That's the issue. Is him, the man. him, the person. Now, obviously, as a football program, you've got to be able to react to this. I understand that part. That part comes through loud and clear that you have to react to it. But still, there is a human element to it where a young talent, you know, he dislocated the knee. Of course, then he tore the ACL. There's other damage in there. It's not completely, I mean, there's certainly a lot of damage in there, but it's not completely, there's other parts of the knee structurally that are fine, but he's out for the year. You just feel awful for him. And he really was developing, I think, pretty well as a quarterback. Now they have to decide what to do. And this is going to be hard for them as to where you go. What are you going to be able to do with it? Okay. So we'll see. Now let's take this as an example. Is it, as an example, an opportunity to acquire a Colin Kaepernick? There's a lot of talk that Kaepernick does not make the last cut. Because he just, you know, and it has nothing to do at all, zero, with his stand on anything. Nothing. Right? Nothing. Zero. And the, his performance, I mean, first he missed the first two preseason games. His performance with Green Bay wasn't very good. You just, when you're looking at performance. But, you know, is there a Mark Sanchez that could go to Minnesota? Is there a Colin Kaepernick that could go to Minnesota? You know, is there somebody that can go there because they need a quarterback? So you do have to look at that part. You do have to look at that part. All right, there's a little level of excitement, by the way, in the Jones household at the moment.
Do tell.
My daughter-in-law has entered the hospital. Because the baby is on the way.
Sweet.
So it is the greatest thing going. The grandparent thing? Like the greatest gig going. Hey, you could make all sorts of mistakes with them. Doesn't matter. You buy them ice cream when the parents don't want you to. You can do it, whatever. Like, hey, you know. And treat us that way. That's right.
I see more and more of my Facebook friends. They post pictures of their grandchildren. And, of course, your broadcast colleague, Roger Corey. We hear him on game day on WKOK posting photos with his grandson. And he just can't beat it.
No, you what? I mean, I don't do that. I don't post photos of them or anything like that. I don't post anything, as you know.
That's
I
right.
Just don't, I don't do it. So, I mean, you know, my policy is a steady one. But it's the greatest gig going. Is it there? You play with them, you know, you roughhouse with them, and there are no consequences. Is it there? Okay. Don't ever get mad at them. It's great. So we will see. We'll see. It's their first. It's their first. So, normally, I mean, they're all different. Normally, it takes a little longer.
They know what it's going to be?
Yes, we do. We do know it's a little boy.
Great.
We do know. We do know. We do know it's a grandson. And it'll be, we do know it's a boy, and we do know his last name. It's Jones. So, this is... we just went through this with my daughter back in November. It's the greatest thing going. Grandparents out there, they're all listening to me right now going, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I got it. Like, yeah. And I am a softy. I am a big-time softy. What do you want? What do you need? What do you want? What do you need? Grandpa can do it. I'm bad that way. Yeah. Yeah, see, Sean, you can't picture me as being an old soft.
No, come on.
So what do we have Ottawa on today? What time is Otto Bolton on today?
We will have him on at 4:35. He is the one guy who can claim he saw all nine Usain Bolt gold medal runs on the track.
It's true. That's true.
Not many can say that for sure.
Bolt. Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. What we'll do to get him on is we'll cut the sports bozo out. Eliminate it. Just get right to him.
Perfect.
Okay. So we get that. And we got Neil Coulong, Jordan Rodrigue. How about that? Once again, another shortage of guests. You know, nobody wants to come on the show. It'll be fun. We'll have our announcer roundtable tomorrow. We'll have the play-by-play voice at Kent State tomorrow. It's all good. Loving it. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, got a lot going on. Jordan Rodrigue, Center Daily Times, Neil Coulong on the Steelers, Otto Bolton, NBC Sports. We'll throw in Matt Leon tomorrow from Philadelphia. Our reporter roundtable tomorrow, play-by-play voice at Kent State tomorrow. Friday, Tony DeFazio. We'll come up with something. It's a fun time of the year. We've got a lot of games going on. A lot of games. There'll be plenty of college football on Thursday night. There's going to be plenty of, there's going to be some college football on Friday night. We had Adam Amin on the show. What, about 3 weeks ago?
We did.
Yeah.
And of course, we will begin predictions as well.
Yes, my brother is going to join us on Friday.
Can't wait.
All right. I gave him the list of games. I don't think I sent you the list of games. I'll just send you the list of games we're predicting here. And this week, they're all college games. But he's looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having him on. It's just going to be a fun segment. Now, at the end, right, the ultimate loser, I guess, has to buy all the others dinners. So it's going to be at the, obviously, the restaurant of Sean's choice. But we're just going to have fun. You, the listener, want to chime in, tell us we're all wet. Great. Fine. That's just fine with me. It's all meant for a little bit of fun. Dick in Milton. And Dick, I see that, and I hear from Sean that the two of you met today at the Bucknell Luncheon. That's great. Great to have you on board.
It was nice. I mean, I've known Kevin for a number of years now, and it was nice to meet another voice that I just hear a voice to, or put a face with a voice.
Yeah, you didn't walk in. You didn't go in the other direction, so that's a win for me. So
I wanted to make three comments. I wanted to make congratulations on the grandson. I don't know what made me think of this. How'd you like to be the grandfather for the Mo and Paul Kettle kids? I don't know what made me. That just struck in my head. But anyhow. But I wanted to also say I feel really bad for the Vikings because there's really not very many quality quarterbacks out there that are backups or they would be starters. That's the way I feel about that. And even,
totally
Dallas
agree with
Romo.
You. Huh? Totally agree with you. I think you're absolutely right.
That's why there's so many poor NFL teams, I think, because they don't have a quality quarterback. And that's just one position, but I think so. And my third comment is, and I'm not going to be there Saturday anyhow, but I think this scanning 100,000 people with a wand is going to be a fiasco. I really do. I mean, I've been to events. I'll give you an example. At St. Louis NCAA wrestling tournament, 19,000 people, and it was a logjam. And they had lots of entrances. It was a logjam for 18,000. Yeah. What's going to be like for 100,000? We'll see how it is. I think there's going to be some disgruntled people out there going to be probably spend a lot of time drinking in the parking lot. That's the way I look at that.
Well, I could be wrong. Things somehow get them in. You know, I'm anxious to see how it works. Obviously.
Well, I've never been to an event where it worked very smoothly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're looking at less than 20,000 people as opposed to 100,000 people. It could be a nightmare. You know, people on the belt buckle on right away, boom, that wand goes off.
Oh, I mean, no question. Yeah.
And it's, you know, get everything out of your pockets, and people won't think about it until they get up to the line, and oh, God bless them all.
Yeah, I mean,
thank God for radio and TV.
Everybody, look, Everybody's going to have their car keys with them. I mean, so you have to start with that. So it's a process of doing all that. And I know for me, I mean, I do charters, obviously, Dick, but even that takes a little time to go through now. I mean, it's as smooth and as easy for anybody on the plane as it is for me. It's very easy, but it doesn't mean it's not time-consuming.
Yeah, you remember the wrestling event at Ohio State? They can make that look like a picnic compared to this.
You know what? You're right about that.
That was handled poorly last year, really poorly.
Hopefully they have enough personnel to do it.
And my own other comment, I didn't think about this till this morning. I got a Facebook post that our local cable company, which is Service Electric CATV, is going to eliminate because of cost right now. I mean, and hopefully they won't do it for long. Big Ten Network with 1st of September. I'm not real happy about that.
Wow.
Really? Well, you know how that is. You know, they took WNEP off one of the satellite dishes, either one of them, and they never put it back on. There's been a lot of people mad about that. I don't understand it.
I think at some point cable has to get to a la carte at some point where you, the viewer, say, okay, you know what? I'll just pick some random channels. I want the Big Ten Network. I love the Orioles, so I want to get MLB Network. I want ESPN. I don't want Bravo. What I mean? Where you can then pick and choose based on, the price and make it fit your lifestyle and so forth. Time Warner almost got that going in Columbus, believe it or not, Dick, like 30 years ago. And I thought it would take off, and it never took off.
Well, last time I looked, the word choice was still in the dictionary.
Yeah, it sure is. And they made the choice for you at the moment.
I know they sure do, and I'm not happy about this one if it goes for very long. I mean, I watch more than football. I watch wrestling. I watch a lot of events on there. So
absolutely.
I'm sure I'm not the only person.
Absolutely. And one of the keys to having certain schools in the conference is that you want to be able to clear cable systems at BTN on.
Right. So. I'm going to let you go. Pat, congratulations on the new granddad.
Well, I'm in the waiting game for the moment. I'm waiting. Okay, I'm waiting for that next text to come in. All right.
Happy, healthy little boy. That's all you want.
All I care about. Yes, another darn one of those. And Uncle Jack is also waiting too. He's just I keep getting texts from him. All right. Thanks, Dick.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Thanks.
All right, next half hour, Jordan Rodriguez, Center Daily Times. Later, Neil Kulong, then Otto Bolton of NBC Sports.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is great to be with you today. Yeah, I mean, kept getting text messages from the suit that we needed to talk more about Kaepernick. I said, let's go on to football. Told him to go sell something.
Yeah, I don't think I told you this yesterday, but Mark and Joe on the Mark, they spent well over half an hour on the cap topic yesterday.
I understand that.
Sure.
No, I mean, we spent about a half hour yesterday on it, right?
Yep, we did. Yep. A couple segments.
Yeah. We spent a couple segments on it, which I thought was important to do. Again, it's worthy of a discussion point. There's no doubt about that.
I just think it's going to be interesting tomorrow night. You've got San Francisco traveling to San Diego. Well, Sarah Bartlett brought this up when we spoke to her last month and when we had Tony Knopp on recently about San Diego. Big military town. Well, they're having a big military theme at that game tomorrow night. And, boy, there's going to be a lot of cameras and a lot of folks focused on Cap on the sideline tomorrow.
But you know what? He has actually found support through social media reaction from military people.
Yeah, there's been some petitions and fan pages in support of him. Yep.
That, or even if they don't support him, they support his right to make a statement because it is America. As I pointed out yesterday, do you think you'd be, Yeah, I always laugh whenever I see people wearing these Che Guevara shirts and things like that. I mean, they don't even know who he is. They know what a brutal man he was. I mean, he's brutal. That comes with immaturity, obviously. But if he attempted to do this in Cuba, I mean, what do you mean? You're not allowed to do that there, but he's allowed to do it here. Now, we're allowed to disagree with him. Okay, we're allowed to agree with him, and we're allowed to disagree with him. We're allowed to give our opinion about what he's doing, pro or con. That's one of the elements that makes this country so marvelous. We may not agree with it, but we've got the right to say it, and we don't feel like if we do or say something that Big Brother's going to get us. He has a statement he wants to make. He's made his statement, right? There are people that agree with his statement. There are people that disagree with his statement. It's provoked conversation, arguments, and talk. But guess what? Because we are who we are and where we live, we can do it. We can say it. I love that. Now, I mean, like I said, I don't care what he does. I just know what my standard is for what I do. I stand and put my hand over my heart. And I do it with great affection, respect for everything this country means, and for all the people who have fought for this country. But that's me. That's what I do. It's my standard. I'm proud to do it. He feels differently. Does it bother me he feels differently? No. I'm thrilled he has the right to express himself and that we're in a country where you're not walking on eggshells if you have an opinion. That part I love. It's part of what makes the country great. Now, we have to seriously talk about the topics he's brought up. And that's great because dialogue means something. You know, thoughtful dialogue, removing the far-out adjectives. You know, removing that from the conversation. Just have good, rock-solid dialogue to try and advance something forward. Can't put a price on that. This day in sports history, first tennis championship in the United States played 1881. 1950, Gil Hodges of the Brooklyn Dodgers hit 4 home runs and in a single game off 4 different pitchers. Sandy Koufax struck out 18 batters on this date, 1959. Summer Olympics, Mexico City, Mike Powell set a record 29 feet, 4.5 inches in the long jump. That's not correct. That is not correct. I know it's not. Rocky Marciano died. Airplane crash this date, 1969, in Iowa. And Judge Lance Ito, 1995, ruled that the only 2 tapes of racist comments by Mark Furman could be played in the trial of O.J. Simpson. It's Bob Beamon. This day in sports history has it wrong. I know they do. It's Bob Beamon. I know it is. In Mexico City, 68. Look it up, Sean. I'm pretty sure it's Bob Beamon that went 29 feet in 68. Broke the 29-foot barrier. I know you're looking it up right now. But it's B-E-A-M-A-N, Bob Beamon. Mexico City, 68.
Yep, broke the world record by nearly 2 feet.
Right, and it says Mike Powell here, and these guys, wrong, get rid of them. That's it, they're done. They're finished. Take that service, get rid of it. We know more than it does. No. All right, let's bring in Jordan Rodriguez, Saturday Daily Times. Outstanding reporter. Jordan, press conference yesterday, quick takes. What stuck out to you from what James Franklin had to say?
Well, we basically went over a lot of depth chart items and a little bit of what scouting they've been doing for Kent State this upcoming weekend. So obviously the depth chart came out. I've been really interested in seeing all the young talent, which we've been talking about, I think, and a couple times with you here, Steve, all fall camp, some of the young talent on the offensive line. And I'm really excited to see they've kind of laid out a little bit of their linebacker rotation here on the depth chart. So I've been really interested in those kinds of things. It was interesting seeing the defensive tackle, the interior defensive line positions being filled out. We got to speak with Parker Cochran on Tuesday after James Franklin's press conference. And he looked a little apprehensive. There's a bunch of media members there. He looked a little apprehensive, but he did a great job. And shared some really, really funny personality aspects to him. And he's really excited, I think, to get out there on Saturday.
The best one was the moment where they asked him about why he ended up being number 41. I thought that was the one that just, I think, relaxed him telling the story. And I think everybody else had a great time hearing it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, he said, we asked why he wears 41, and he said, well, when I was a kid, you know, it was my favorite channel growing up. So when I got asked what my first jersey number was, I just said 41 because that was my favorite channel. And we go, well, what channel is it? He goes, Cartoon Network, totally serious face. And it was priceless. It's absolutely my favorite quote from Tuesday.
You mentioned that the depth chart also laid out the linebacker rotation, and I assume what you're referring to is Naeem Wortman White starting at one and backing up the other, right?
Yeah, so I think it's been interesting to watch because you see, so Naeem will start at the will, which is a weak side, as you know, Steve, but for those who might not be familiar. And then Jason Kabinda will start in the middle, but it's interesting because Brendan Bell, the senior, he will back up Naeem at the will, while Naeem will back up Jason in the middle. So those three, the Will, the Sam, and the Mike, we'll see a lot of interesting rotation with a couple guys that will stay at those spots. So Jake Cooper will probably stay at the Will most of the time. He's also learning the middle, though. So after Jason ultimately leaves, and obviously Naeem will be gone, so Jake Cooper is learning the middle a little bit. And then Manny Bowen will stay at the Sam, but is also learning the Will, which is something that he was doing this fall. So I think it's been really interesting, and Jonathan Thomas actually made the depth chart, the former running back, which I thought was really interesting. Some of these walk-ons, the Jonathan Thomas, the redshirt sophomore who was made the switch in the fall from running back over to linebacker, he actually is on the depth chart at the Will linebacker. So I thought that was pretty cool. Apparently, we talked to Von Walker this morning. Apparently, he really picked up everything he needs to know, and Vaughn said we might be surprised by him this fall.
Anything, for example, on special teams that stuck out to you without actually seeing the practical application of it?
Well, obviously, Blake Gilliken, the freshman, he's first-string punter. They will rotate him and Daniel Pascariello, I believe, this Saturday. So I think that we'll see Blake Gilliken get a couple reps. It's against, you know, a MAC team, so I don't think that he has – well, it's his first-ever collegiate start or his first-ever collegiate game. I think there's a lot less pressure on him for this particular game. So I think it'll be a good time to get, for lack of a better phrase, to get his feet wet. And then kicker Tyler Davis looks like he'll be taking over kicking duties. And Alex Barbier, well, he made the depth chart, the freshman who they signed. He made the depth chart, but he's actually behind Joey Julius on the depth chart. But, again, we'll have to see once the time actually comes. Other than that, you know, special teams looks pretty similar. We have Nick Scott returning kicks. Saquon Barkley actually will be returning kicks. But Saquon told us this morning on a conference call that it was going to be a situational basis. So obviously Nick is the guy for that, and he's a tremendous athlete. So I think we'll be seeing some big things from him this fall.
Jordan, what are a couple of the checklist things that you want to look at Saturday that gives you an indication, you know, regardless of the opponent, that things are going in the right direction?
Well, I think the utilization of key position players is really important. Penn State, as I think the public knows, has just an incredible amount of athletic talent. And in the past, the utilization of that talent in the proper scheme or the proper play, I think, was a little bit lacking. So I think it'll be really interesting to see some of these personnel sets and some of these fronts that Joe Moorhead will implement with the receivers and the tight ends especially, but also removing some of the tight ends in certain schemes and even a second, removing a wide receiver and putting in a second running back or, you know, using these guys for what they are built for and what they are made for. And I think that's my biggest checklist for this weekend. And I think I don't think we'll see everything that they have in their back pockets here against Kent State, but I do think that from everything we've been hearing, we'll be seeing a lot of guys use to really play up to their natural ability as well as this up-tempo offense as well.
I was sick of you writing about the offseason and the preseason.
Oh, I'm so ready. I just want to see something. I don't even care. Yeah. I just really want to see some football. I'm so ready for it because, you know, it's all speculation. We in the media, we try to come up with our most educated guesses. I know that I tend to shy away from coming up with takes or anything like that when I haven't really seen the product on the field. So I think that I'm just really excited to start writing about something that I've physically seen with my own two eyes. Awesome. Like the players, I've only watched the four of them.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Jordan, we didn't hear the complete answer here.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that, guys. I'm just really excited. I said like the players and the coaching staff, I've only really seen cut up the Fordham film. I've only really watched the Fordham film. So I'm excited to see what Penn State could do within that scheme. And I'm really just excited to write some things with some substance about the X's and O's that I'll be seeing on the field on Saturday.
But there are a couple of personalities that have developed. You mentioned Parker Cothran in his press conference yesterday. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of personalities that have developed in your time here last season, this season, that have now become a couple of go-to personalities for you that you know are going to deliver a great quote for you, are going to give you some insight that has some meaning to an article that you're writing?
Oh, absolutely. If I have an X's and O's question, I'm going to go straight to Chris Godwin, the junior receiver. He is just brilliant in terms of his football mind. If I want a funny quote with some substance behind it, I'm going to go to Garrett Sickles, the defensive end. He's pretty deadpan when he shares information. He'll flip little jokes or one-liners and some really valuable information. And I think if I want just the quote from the big name, Saquon Barkley is just an incredibly well-spoken individual, and it always strikes me how pleasant of a person he is. He answers every question to the best of his ability. He stays way longer than any player should ever feel like they have to talk to us. It's pretty cool. And of course, Deshaun Hamilton always provides some good insight as well.
In the last month, have you been asked more questions about Penn State or about the Pitt game?
You know, it's been balanced. We had the Pitt fans couldn't let me wait until Pitt week just to hop into my Twitter mentions. They just couldn't let me have this week. So I've already been kind of dealing with some of that, but it's been interesting. I think we talked before about rivalries and whatnot, yeah. And it's definitely not anything I've ever haven't seen before, but it's just been quite interesting. I've already gotten some emails. I can't really share them on air with what some of them said, but it's been really
guidelines.
We do have a couple.
Yeah.
They
absolutely
might have a field day with them.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Jordan, days away from the opener, what is the biggest area of concern you have with this team?
Well, I think as the offensive and defensive lines go, so will the team themselves. I think that there is some promise because the spread scheme will hide some of the pockmarks on the line a little bit better than in the past. But they're so other than the front few guys, they are so young and there's so many questions still. And you know, they're pretty upfront and honest about not really knowing what we'll see until they actually get on the field. But in terms of the defensive line as well, just some really inexperienced talent. And that's not to say that they can't prove themselves this season. I think that they certainly have the capability and the coaching to do so. But it's just there's so many question marks. And so I think that's something that is the biggest area for concern. But also, you know, there's a lot of potential there as well.
All right. Jordan Rodriguez, Center Daily Times, back with more tomorrow on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle with a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Penn State football is on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sorley takes it back. They rush for it. He looks left. Now looks right. He fires in the end zone for Lewis. He's there. He's got it. Touchdown, Penn State.
Penn State football is sponsored by W&L Subaru, Blooms Repair, Sealands Grove Ford, Blue Skies Wealth Advisors, First National Insurance, Mifflinburg Auto Sales, Purdy Insurance Agency. Your home for Penn State football is News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, coming up in the next half hour, Neil Coulong on the Steelers. Final half hour, Otto Bolden from NBC Sports. Tomorrow, our high school football roundtable with our announcers, Matt Leon, KYW Philadelphia on the Eagles. And we're also going to have tomorrow the play-by-play voice of Kent State on the show. And then Friday, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. I feel like we're letting everybody down on Friday. What are we doing? John, straighten that out.
Yep. They were you back into the parking spot and roll into the weekend.
Exactly. Well, I'm trying to figure out maybe I should go to New York on Friday night. I don't know. I've got to make up my mind on what to do about that. So, because I got to go up and see the little guy. It's like, you know, I cannot do that.
I would think the big news will officially happen between now and then for sure.
Oh, it should happen between now and 6 o'clock, I would hope.
Excellent. Can't keep Uncle Jack waiting.
No, that's for sure. Especially he's here today too. So, oh well. Our interview with Jack Ham got a lot of comments.
Yeah, check out our podcast page, stevejonesshow.com. You have Jack's interview with you and him on Monday, and Scott Hansen yesterday from NFL Red Zone. Phenomenal chat.
He was,
to y'all.
Boy, was he good. Man, was he good. Love the fact that he wants to come back on once the playoffs roll around. Yeah. So, it's
I said to him, since you brought it up, yes, we'd love to have you back on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
if you can't wait till the start of the regular season for Red Zone, you can check out Red Zone tomorrow night, since pretty much every team except for two will be playing tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got, and you know what? In terms of the weekend, look at the weekend for college football. It's fabulous. I mean, the weekend is Texas Notre Dame, Florida State Ole Miss, Alabama USC, LSU Wisconsin at Lambeau Field. All right. I mean, and I've just scratched the surface of some of the really great games that are this weekend. This is about as many ranked teams. Now, Texas isn't ranked. You know, Ole Miss, Florida State's ranked. It is North Carolina and Georgia head-to-head. About as many ranked teams, I think, that have played in the opening weekend since 1998. Not bad. Not bad. So, all right, Neil Coulong, coming up in the next half hour. Looking forward to that. Talk about the Steelers and where they are with the final cut coming up. Yeah. And this final cut will be interesting. especially now at the quarterback spot, because let's face it, you're the Cowboys, you're the Vikings. You're thinking and you're looking. Not easy.